This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel military spokesman Daniel Hagari said on Wednesday that a failed Islamic Jihad rocket launch caused the bombing of a hospital, killing 500 Palestinians in the blast at a Gaza City hospital on Tuesday.
That an analysis of the IDF operational systems indicates that a barrage of rockets was fired by terrorists in Gaza, passing in close proximity to the El Hali El Mahdi hospital in Gaza at the time it was hit.
Health authorities in the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip said that an Israeli airstrike caused the blast. U.S. officials say they don't have any confirmation about who's responsible for the airstrike on the hospital in Gaza. More from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman in Washington.
At the Pentagon on Tuesday, spokesperson Sabrina Singh, responding to reporters, said the top brass there has repeatedly reiterated to their Israeli counterparts they expect the rule of war to be upheld and that civilians will not be targeted.
We are in constant communication with the Israelis. We have seen them, I think, be very deliberate about where they are striking, continuing to target Hamas locations and away from civilians.
Singh added, no preconditions have been placed by the Pentagon on U.S. military aid to Israel. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The war between Israel and Hamas is raising fears about rising hostility across the United States. In the central state of Illinois, a landlord is accused of attacking a Palestinian-American tenant and her son with a knife on Saturday because of their Muslim faith, stabbing the six-year-old boy to death and seriously injuring the mother. The sheriff, prosecutors, and family all said the boy and his mother were targeted for being Muslim. This is VOA.